7.
Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Of course, if you believe some people, tonight will be the last night you'll be able to access freetalklive.com as the world is scheduled to end, apparently, tomorrow.
No, it's a rapture, so only Christians are being taken up.
Oh, okay. And then the world's going to end in October or something like that?
How do salvage rights work on all these cars that are going to be left around? I mean, you know, I could use an extra
finders,
car.
Keepers, right? Possession is 9/10 of the law.
The keys will be in it. You won't have a title, though.
Well, of course, the question is, well...
You guys can come over to my house and take whatever you want.
Oh, you think you're going to be gone tomorrow, Michelle?
If,
right?
If we're raptured? Yeah.
You don't actually believe that's going to happen, though, right?
No, I don't. So, I'm certain it's not, actually. I'm 100% certain.
Because somebody guessed it?
Because if you're going to use the Bible to claim that, you know, that there is, in fact, going to be a rapture, well, then
the
you
book
all...
that says that no man knows the hour or the day.
Exactly. Yeah. No man knows the hour of the day.
So because this guy has claimed to know it, God will not pick that hour nor that day.
He's going
to
go, pa, nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Well, apparently this guy has picked an hour and day in the past in 1994, I believe it was.
And his ratings went up.
His ratings? Well, oh, he's got a little radio show
well,
thing, right?
He's got some kind of following, and, yeah. And you know, they say that there's no such thing as bad publicity.
So the story you hear out
missing
of...
The as a preacher, missing the date of the rapture has to be bad publicity.
You ought to do it like Jim Jones and have everyone drink Kool-Aid.
You'll go down in history.
Raleigh, North Carolina from Fox News. For some, it's Judgment Day. For others, it's party time. A loosely organized Christian movement has spread the word around the globe that Jesus Christ will return to Earth on Saturday, that's tomorrow, to gather the faithful into heaven. While the Christian mainstream isn't buying it, many other skeptics are milking it. A Facebook page titled Post-Rapture Looting offers this invitation. When everyone is gone and God's not looking, we need to pick up some sweet stereo equipment and maybe some new furniture for the mansion we're going to squat in. By Wednesday afternoon, more than 175,000 people had indicated that they would be attending that particular public event. The prediction's also being mocked in the comic strip Doonesbury and has inspired rapture parties to celebrate what hosts expect will be the failure of the world to come to an end. In the army town of Fayetteville, North Carolina, the local chapter of the American Humanist Association has turned the event into a two-day extravaganza with a Saturday night party followed by a day-after concert. The organizer said, it's not meant to be insulting, but come on, even Christians are openly scoffing at this.
Now, Michelle, resident Christian here, if I'm actually drunk
RCH.
At the time, will God still take me?
Wait, if you've been saved?
Well, it really depends on who you believe. The Baptists would claim that you and I are going to go because at some point in our lives we were baptized or
being baptized is all it takes.
It depends. It depends on who you ask.
I've said before that I think that Jesus, whether you're a Christian or not, ought to be the mascot for the anarchist movement because he certainly did not obey the law of the land and rejected. You know, the government officials. But as far as being drunk or whatever, he claimed that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. So he either died for all sins or died for most of them, in which case it wasn't completed. And if he was resurrected from the dead, as we Christians claim, then he fulfilled and satisfy the requirement that all sins be paid for. So even you being drunk, that would include that.
So, like, I'll shoot up in the air. Will it be like going through a giant dialysis machine where it just sucks all the alcohol out of me, or will I still be drunk in heaven?
Good question.
You're going to have a new body.
And that one won't be drunk.
Mine's not going to have a pooch.
It might be drunk all the time.
And I'm going to have slender thighs, not big old beefy ones.
Your thighs are just fine.
So the prediction originates with Harold Camping, an 89-year-old retired civil engineer from Oakland, California, who founded Family Radio Worldwide, an independent ministry that has broadcast his prediction around the world. There was even a video on YouTube the other day of Jimmy Justice. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Jimmy.
I'm not.
He's the fella in New York City who goes after the meter maids that park illegally.
I love
is
this
that
guy.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger going after the housekeeper maids?
He's like doing exactly the same thing to them.
Jimmy Justice does it with a video camera, and it's great stuff. If you've never seen a Jimmy Justice video, you should go to YouTube and look for him. Because what he does is generally he'll find some New York parking enforcement bureaucrat parked illegally, stand around wherever it is that car is with his video camera, try to ascertain where the bureaucrat is, because usually they're parking illegally to like go into McDonald's or go to the bank or to go take care of something personal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not using that space for any kind of so-called official business. And he just waits until they come out of the store and calls them out.
Nice.
And he's got this New York demeanor.
Yeah, he freaks out on them.
Yeah. So
freaks out.
Yo.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the accent, he's got the demeanor, and he's not afraid to use the F-bomb, and he just tells them how he feels about what they've done, and it's some great footage. So he ended up confronting one of these 21sters, for lack of a better term, the folks that are standing in the streets in New York City with a big yellow or the bright yellow shirt on that says something about the world going to end on the 21st.
Do any of those people make you want to come to Jesus? Do any of those people emote so much love for you? And is there approach? Because I haven't seen any of these videos. Are they out there lambasting
people?
Well,
no, they're smiling. But I think that it's a cynical society, at least the one that I've lived in most of my life, that says that people that smile too much are creepy. So, but they're smiling. They're trying their best, and they clearly love and care about you. What?
Have you encountered them?
I've seen some news footage of them, and that's all I know. But they clearly love and care about you. I mean, if I was going to heaven tomorrow, why would I spend my time on the street corner trying to get strangers to go with me? I don't care. So, I mean, these people...
Oh.
What?
If I was certain mm-hmm. that the world was going to end tomorrow for me, and that I was going to be raptured up, I would spend the last day trying to take as many of y'all with me.
I just can't imagine you'd be very successful. But, I mean, maybe it's the cynicism. I don't know.
I'd take my clothes off.
I don't know why that would work, but you certainly would draw a crowd.
She'd probably have more success than the average yellow-shirted 21st-er standing on the street corner.
Indeed.
So 800-259-9231 if you want to comment on this. By the way, I want to apologize, and I may do it a couple more times tonight, to everyone who tried calling in the second and third hours of the show last night. I finished up the show, Mark, last night, and remember I
made
a comment.
We had no callers.
What the hell's going on here? There was nobody that had called in, and there was one call in the first hour, and then ever since, like, the second and third hours of this radio show during the week are the most carried of all the 3 hours. So we have those hours
just
on.
Just barely more, but yeah, now.
A lot more stations carry the second and third hours than the first, and so it's unusual that we wouldn't get a single call. It's no big deal. I mean, we still had a good show, I thought, but then I felt really bad because at 3 a.m, my instant messenger just fills up with like 10 messages that had timestamps on them from last night. So it was just some weird technical snafu. I had no idea that we had people on the lines last night that were holding. So I want to apologize to anybody who called last night and felt like they were being ignored because you weren't. I didn't even know you were there.
Oops, not intentionally ignored.
Yeah, so you're welcome to call back in tonight if you'd like to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Whether it's on this whole rapture thing or anything else, of course, you can take control here. But this Harold Camping, 89 years old, he is the guy that created this movement, the rapture, the belief that Christ will bring the faithful into paradise prior to a period of tribulation on the earth that precedes the end of time, is a relatively new notion compared to Christianity itself, and most Christians don't believe in it. Are you one of those?
Actually, that particular belief is what's called the pre-tribulation rapture. There are others who believe in a mid-tribulation rapture.
And what's the tribulation?
The tribulation is a period of 7 years where essentially God lifts his hand and allows for the prince of the air, Satan, to run rampant.
You've got to eat the dog. It's that kind of bad.
So there's a pre-tribulation rapture and a post?
There are those that believe in a pre-trib, a mid-trib, or a post-trib.
So this is the pre-trib people that are right now? Okay,
yeah.
So we'll learn more about this whole tribulation thing here in a moment. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The religion I grew up in, they didn't talk about this end-time stuff at all, at least not around me. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon and Answer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want. It's 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can go get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you're tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet and tired of the banks charging you fees, you might want to look at taking back control of your own money by looking at Bitcoin. It's the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value only seems to be growing with time. To learn more, you can visit weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And we here at Free Talk Live are using Bitcoin. You can send in Bitcoin contributions. Just look for the Bitcoin logo at the top right of our website or go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls here in just a moment, give you a little more information on this Rapture character, this Harold Camping, 89-year-old retired civil engineer, started Family Radio Worldwide and began promoting this end of times prophecy stuff, this Rapture, the idea that the faithful are going to be just kind of sucked out of their lives tomorrow, presumably, right? Is that when it's supposed to, like, that's the Rapture?
That's what they're claiming.
Tomorrow, at some point, the believers in Jesus will supposedly be taken off into a better place, and the rest of us will be left here to do what, exactly?
Well,
suffer. Lots and lots of suffering.
Mm-hmm. The tribulation is what it's supposed to be, right?
Right. The reason why Christians claim that there is a pre-trib rapture is the idea is that in order for God, for the Holy Spirit and God to basically not interfere or not be present, is that anyone, because the Holy Spirit dwells within you once you accept Christ, that Christians have to obviously be taken from the earth also, otherwise the Holy Spirit would be present. So so the idea is that you're going to be left without the Holy Spirit. God's going to say, you don't want me? Fine. And then I'm going to go away. And that that people will be, quote unquote, left behind. And I don't know if you're familiar with, there's a series of books called the Left Behind series.
Yeah, it's a very popular book series.
Right. And I saw the funniest video the other day. It's done by a Christian guy. They have pranks. John 3:16 pranks is what it's called, or 3:16 pranks. And so this girl who was so into the series and just completely obsessed, her friends, you know, they kind of got a little tired of it all. So they all agreed to meet at a coffee shop and planned this in advance. She came into the coffee shop and they had, you know, got her coffee and they're all sitting around and people, you know, some people that she didn't know as well were there, but they were all in on the gag. So she gets a phone call that's supposed to be a personal call. So she goes outside, and as soon as she does, all but three or four of the people take off their clothes. They have two sets of clothes on. They take off their clothes. They leave them right there with their coffee steaming and everything, and they leave. And she comes in. There are a few people in there, and they're going, I don't know what happened. They just disappeared. And she's like, no, thinking that she's been left behind.
This is what's supposed to happen? Is you're supposed to take your clothes off on the Rapture?
Well, so
are going to get a bunch of sex charges tomorrow?
If your body's taken, then I suppose, I mean, right. For some reason, in the Left Behind series, That's how it's portrayed.
Because knocking holes in roofs would be really inconvenient for people. And right, like, no one knows how this would occur if this fantastic situation did occur. Is will people actually shoot through the tops of their cars like Iron Man? I mean, will they disappear in a puff of smoke?
And what's going to happen if someone's flying a plane?
Well, let's find out what you think here and talk to James listening in Nebraska. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, James.
Hello, guys. I have a question for Michelle, and I have a couple comments on the Rapture. Number one, Michelle, I don't want to say recovering. That doesn't sound real polite. I used to be a Christian, born again Christian. I used to be an Orthodox Jew. And so I studied Greek. And
like, have you ever been Hindu or Muslim? Are you, like,
I haven't touched those philosophies, those religions yet.
You're on to Buddhism, though, I bet, right?
I started a little bit of Buddhism, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that I have. So my question to you is, if you want to reconvert me, does your offer still hold of derobing in order to reconvert me? Or is it
just... we do have the webcam on.
Da-na-na-na.
But all seriousness, in the Greek, I believe, if you look at the words of Jesus, and actually his Hebrew name, because he was Jewish, it's Yeshua. That's how you say it in Hebrew.
Yeshua,
If you look at his words, number one, many of his the words spoken regarding the element of time were to that generation. One of the passages is he's speaking to his disciples, his apostles directly at that time, and he's telling them, there will not be one of you standing here who will not taste the death before you see the Son of Man return in all of his glory. Mm-hmm. To me, that's pretty clear evidence that he was returning to that generation, indeed, if he was going to return. It's arguable, you know, with the temple being destroyed in 135, and prior to that, the Roman siege and the Roman...
Well, the temple to which he was referring, I believe, was his body, which was resurrected
correct.
After 3 days. So that's, I mean, you know, there's sure the actual temple, the physical temple was also, what was that, Nero? And I thought it was 95 AD, but anyway.
Well, it was in 70 when you had the first Jewish war, and then in 135... when it was actually destroyed, and what we see today in Jerusalem is what we saw back in 135. That's all that was left, was the Western Wall. But his words, I mean, if you look at the Greek, number one, it uses the word eon in the Greek, and it could be translated as world or age. I don't think his words anywhere suggest that the end of the world is ever coming. That would contradict many psalms. Psalms speaks of the world, the earth, enduring forever. Le'olam Vayed is the Hebrew. Never, ever to cease. And so this whole idea of the end of the world is literally, it should be understood more as end of the age. And, of course, then you could get into the different the horoscopes coming at that point. Because if you look at...
So wait a minute, let me see if I'm following you here on this. You're saying that your interpretation of the Bible is that it doesn't say the world's going to end, but does that mean the whole rapture thing's not going to happen, or I'm confused?
Precisely. The rapture, if one were to look into the advent of the rapture idea, the rapture philosophy, it's only about 150 years old. It was back in the 19th century, this young girl, it's been a while since I looked at this stuff, but this young girl was in the United States when I was meditating, reading the Bible or something, and claimed that she received direct revelation from God or Yeshua, Jesus, of this rapture idea, this pre-tribulation rapture idea.
She's adding a jot and tittle to the good book.
More than a jot and tittle, but yeah, at least at the minimum, correct.
This article here at Fox News does claim that this whole rapture idea is a new notion compared to Christianity. It doesn't say it's 150 years new, but...
End of days philosophies have existed since, for centuries. I mean, people are always thinking the world's going to end one way or another.
There's no word rapture mentioned in the Bible, though.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. You certainly are welcome to share yours, and it doesn't have to be on this topic. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, news about the anti-piracy bill that we mentioned recently. Apparently, Google is planned to pick a side on this issue, and it looks like they might be picking a good side. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's SACL, CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. Lots of stuff there, including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, all you need to do is click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site, there at the top, the last week's worth. Then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all for free, over at freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com.
We're talking about the folks that believe the world is going to begin to end tomorrow. I guess they claim that tomorrow will be the rapture where the saved are saved at that point. The believers are removed from the earth. And then, as you, according to you, Michelle, you don't believe this is going to occur tomorrow.
Correct.
But you are a believer in this whole rapture mythology?
I am.
You are, okay. And so the basic idea is that the saved during the rapture are removed from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Then God goes away for 7 years. Is that right?
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I mentioned the pre, mid, post trip. I don't, prophecy is not my big thing. I mean, you can get into all
sorts
of biblical.
You said you believe in this.
Exactly.
You must have a belief system behind it.
I'm more on par with a mid-tribulation rapture. I think that the saved are going to be right here with everyone else enduring
the
end time tribulation. Yes.
Okay. And then at some point they'll be plucked out? Is that the idea?
In the blink of an eye.
Uh-huh. And after that, what happens?
You all that aren't saved can go to my house, and there's food, and there's a Bible.
Well, it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Is it going to be raining fire outside? I mean, like, how bad is it supposed to be?
Well, it's supposed to be really bad. You know, that's it's going to be bad. That's when the number of the beast thing comes along. You're not going to be able to, basically, if you get the number of the beast, you won't be able to go to heaven at all. And if
I don't exactly.
Okay.
Have that same belief as, like, some people preach or whatever. But the thing about, imagine if God, who is all good, all knowing, all loving, you know, is his presence is removed and what's left behind is darkness, then that's, like, pretty scary and pretty awful. As far as that number of the beast thing you're mentioning, there is a mention of being able to buy goods and services only through basically a tattooed number.
It's a smartphone.
No, it'll be tattooed on your body.
I don't know.
Let's go to Todd listening in Georgia to WMTM in Moultrie. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Yeah, the best part in the New Testament concerning this rapture is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us saying the day of the Lord has already come. And it says this, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed.
Okay, now that's all Greek to me. What does that mean?
That's the Antichrist. That means that the rapture cannot happen prior to the Antichrist being revealed to the world.
And what will that? What is it now? Okay, so the Antichrist is what? Is that Satan or the
basically
devil?
Basically, the son of Satan.
Son of Satan.
I mean, like, okay. That's not literal, but for lack
right,
of
right. Since Christ is the son of God, then the Antichrist would be
kind
the son
of
the devil,
yeah,
basically.
Kind of.
So what does it mean to you? I mean, do you believe this, or are you just quoting Bible verses?
No, I believe this. I believe the rapture will actually take place after the 7-year tribulation.
Oh, and a post-trib rapture, guys.
No. No, I believe that the rapture will happen at the end of the 7-year realm of the Antichrist rule, and then it's before God's judgment falls on the world. We won't be here. Our salvation is salvation
right, so
from
I
God's
to,
wrath.
I have to stop you because I get a little muddled. You know, I grew up a Presbyterian. I didn't learn about any of this crap. I don't know if that's a typical Presbyterian thing or no.
We didn't talk about it much in Methodist Church either.
So
the
this tribulation
world
is that.
Confused.
Hold on. Question for clarification: is the tribulation the 7-year reign of the Antichrist? Is that the idea?
Basically, yes.
Now, what do you expect? What is it going to mean? How will one know that the Antichrist has been revealed? Is it going to be like a viral video on YouTube? I mean, what's...
yeah, any chance that, like, you know, King George II from this, the 18th century was the Antichrist? I mean, is there any possibility that this has already occurred?
Yes. The biggest trigger is he makes a 7-year peace treaty with Israel. Don't let Obama here recently confuse you. I don't think he's it.
I don't think he is either.
But why that's
is Israel,
the biggest key.
So this is like part of the Bibles that plot of land is.
Well, that's an interesting thing because people claim that what is now known as the nation of Israel, the plot of land, is the nation of Israel that God talks about. Whereas some people believe that the nation of Israel is actually just those people.
Believers.
No, Jews okay. Who. But the way that the United States and Great Britain and what was it, the USSR, I think maybe, I might be wrong on that one, delegated that portion of land in a treaty back post-war, World War I, World War II, we're not all on the same page as to whether or not that is the nation of Israel that God has designated
so
as
this
the nation
whole,
of Israel.
Okay, so... Let me see if I'm following this. You're saying that this whole tribulation thing depends on whether or not some politicians make a deal with a guy?
It's always the politician's fault.
Well, this is and this is one of the
is
problems.
That, did I understand that?
That's correct. And the Bible's all
Where
wrapped up in politicians. I mean, you know, the most of the New Testament was written in a time frame when the folks that wrote it were under the subjugation of foreign rule. They were pissed, and this is it plays in heavily. The whole destruction of the temple. This was one of the most amazing structures on the planet Earth at the time. This thing gets destroyed by the Romans. I mean, the Jews were upset.
Any other thoughts, Todd?
Yeah, I believe that when it actually occurs, the Antichrist is going to appear to have all the answers to all our problems. He's going to be the biggest BSer in the history of mankind, and then he's going to eventually just go crazy and violent. And if you, and I think the Bible does say a large multitude of people come out of the tribulation.
How will you be able to tell the difference between the Antichrist and every other politician?
Because he'll probably actually balance the budget and keep it that way.
Interesting speculation. Thanks for the call, Todd. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, if you look at what all of these politicians do, they say one thing.
People are going to worship him.
You know,
people are going to worship him. He's going to
bring Obama dolls.
He's going
to bring.
They had a song. The kids were singing a song about Obama.
I'm not
Obama,
saying he is,
which
but
is why so many people, you know,
they worship all kinds of politicians.
Not that different from George Bush. I mean, Obama is essentially another iteration of George Bush. So, like, how will you be able to tell me? We've had these presidents in the United States, and maybe it won't be the U.S. president. Maybe it'll be some other politician around another world, you know, another country. So, how will you know the difference? Because these politicians, a lot of times, make promises about peace, or, you know, in the case of George Bush, he talked about not doing nation building, and he was even talking about peaceful relations with other countries. And then they go in and they create wars, and they, you know, they break their promises, and they hurt people, and they do horrible things. How are you going to tell the difference? Can someone answer that? 1-800-259-9231.
I don't know. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, much of the New Testament writing surrounding the rapture stuff is it's political dogma disguised as sort of allegorical writing. And the, you know, like I said, there's a great deal of stuff that was going on at the time. It was, you know, people were upset that the Romans had essentially occupied their land, as you would be if a foreign power occupied your land. They had this sort of cataclysmic philosophy. There's another book called The Apocalypse, I believe, that didn't make the cut to the Bible. And this is one of the things about, you know, the Revelations. It was kind of, you know, are we going to put this in? Are we not going to put this in?
Revelation 1.
What's that? Revelation did win.
The book of Revelation. It's a little detail, but everyone always says Revelation.
You're right.
It's just one.
It's Revelation. Oh. And there was, you know, when they decided which books were going to make it and which ones didn't. And this is really what it's all about. It's not about the writing of these books. It's about the editing. Which one made it into the Bibles and which one made it into the Bible and which one didn't.
Toll-free numbers, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's just amazing how many people believe an old book without any real evidence. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide. Amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Yeah, it's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features for free there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll see there. There are links for the U.S. Amazon, the Canadian, the German, the U.K. Amazon. You click the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping done. Get whatever it is that you're looking for, and get it, in many cases, delivered to you for free. Free Super Saver shipping available on a lot of their items. And feel good because you're getting the great Amazon deals that you're used to and the customer service you're used to, and you're helping Free Talk Live out at the same time when you enter through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, of course, big news. People in cities all across America standing out on the streets wearing yellow T-shirts that are proclaiming that the end of the world is imminent. That is tomorrow, apparently, according to them, that it's all going to begin to end. And so, you know, we're taking your thoughts on this. Of course, you can also bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Jim is in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jim?
Hey, this stuff is nothing new. I've done some research on the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they've been pulling the same crap since their inception. They originally stated that the end was supposed to be 1914, then they moved to 1915, 1918, and so on and so forth. They had a really interesting time in 1925, because then they were so sure it was going to happen that they built a house in San Diego called Beth Sarim, and in the title deed is once they were to return to Earth, it was this house was supposed to be given over to them. And there's just been a lot of weird stuff like this going on with that organization. And
when's the last time the Jehovah's Witnesses predicted the end of the world?
The last time, without a doubt, that they predicted it, and I believe it was 1975. That was the last firm date they were given.
Do you think you'd think folks would give up on this predicting the date thing? I mean, it's obviously doesn't work.
Well, the thing with the Jehovah's Witnesses is that they have, in their publications, they've done a lot of different things to cover it up. Several times they've blamed it on overeager congregants. They have a lot of...
Well, there's never been a shortage of people that want to control other people. And so, you know, sadly, you know, I just don't understand. I'm happy to let people believe what they want, and I think that they should be, you know, leave me to believe what I want, as long as there's no force, fraud, or coercion involved, and as long as there's no aggression used against another person. So it doesn't bother me if someone believes that Snoopy is their God. If they try to force me to believe it, then that's another story. And so sadly, though, there are people that are vulnerable and that are not... maybe in their right mind, and it can be persuaded through emotional...
They're likely giving up a lot of cash, too, I would imagine, right? So, like, if you are a cult leader and you can get people to believe the world is going to end, then you might be able to separate them from a little bit more money than you, perhaps, on average, would be able
this
to.
This preacher's getting more press than he's ever gotten in his life.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Mean, that's absolutely true.
Even in Christian circles, this Harold Camping guy is known to be a bit of a flaky... the flaky guy.
Where are you at in Illinois, Jim?
Morris, Illinois, just outside Chicago.
Are you seeing any of these people in your travels around? I mean, I don't see them up here in Keene, New Hampshire, but they are apparently in some of the larger cities. Have you seen anything?
No, I don't get into Chicago. I'm in the fringe. I'm where the Chicago area turns into cornfields.
Gotcha.
So I don't see any of this. But the thing is, I'm just curious what's going to happen after all of this goes through and nothing happens. I remember back with 94 when he did this the previous time, he was talking to, what was the guy's name? Hank Hanegraaff of the Christian Research Institute about his predictions. And Hank Hanegraaff, who's one of these big, I can't think of the word for it, but he's into the apologetics ministry. And what he did was he's like, okay, if you're so certain of this, then deed us over all of your stuff and we'll take care of it once you're gone.
That's what Jimmy Justice was saying to the guy on the street in New York City, was that he'd like to, you know, to have his car or something like that, or his house. Hey, thanks for the call, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's a good question, is what will happen to these people, these believers, the true believers, who are so dedicated, presumably, to this particular belief system that they are spending their time and their money and their effort to attempt to promote and persuade people. And then come Sunday, presuming Sunday comes, and no one has been lifted up into the sky, because the idea is that, like, according to their predictions, Sunday will come, it's just that they're not going to be here. That's the idea, right?
Right.
So, what will happen to those folks in that case? Will they just slink off? Harold release this statement that says something like, you know, some cult leaders have said in the past, like, well, God contacted me personally and said that he changed the date.
Or they were using the wrong calendar.
Yeah. the calendar excuse is a good one, frankly, because, I mean, you know, you're trying to go over 2,000 years of...
Is it the Julian calendar?
Right. I think he's even going farther than that. He's going from Noah, I believe, is how he, we don't have any kind of good calendars from then. So I think that's the best excuse. It's cockamamie to try to pick a day and it's manipulative to his congregation for him to be attempting to pick a day.
Arrogant. I mean, if you suspend your disbelief for just a moment and think, okay, that this is all, you know, it's true that Christianity, Jesus came, died, and was resurrected for your sins, and that believing in him and that he is your Lord and Savior will give you everlasting life. If you believe that, then the idea that you could be so arrogant as to, you know, basically be telling God when this is all going to happen is certainly not in the spirit of him being God and you being man.
Well, he says that just his prophecy comes from numerological calculations, according to the Fox News report, based on his reading of the Bible. And he says global events like the 1948 founding of Israel confirm his math. He's been derided for an earlier apocalyptic prediction in 1994, but his followers say that merely referred to the end of the church age, a time when human beings and Christian churches could be saved. Now, they say, only those outside what they regard as irredeemably corrupt churches can expect to ascend to heaven.
Interesting.
So, let's see. So, Aziza was born in 91, Omar was born in 93, Faisal was born in 95, so there's no hope for
children?
Faisal? Yeah.
No, well, these are in churches. These are people that are going to the churches that don't give money to this pastor are, in fact, irredeemably corrupt. What's the term? Reprobates.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. And you can bring up absolutely anything here. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Stephen, listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen. Stephen in Washington, going once. Stephen. Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to say this, and I'm going to say something, and I just want you guys to comment. So I'm just going to throw it out here.
Go ahead.
I'm starting to collect early Playboys, early Playboy magazines. And as I was reading, you know, you read a little bit about them as you're deciding which ones to buy. And the January 1958 issue of Playboy, 1958, keep in mind, this is when the Donna Reed Show was on the air.
Okay.
And you couldn't say damn or hell on the radio or television. The 1958, January 1958 Playboy had a centerfold named Elizabeth Ann Roberts, and the spread was called Schoolmate to Playmate. She was 16 years old. And
wow.
Hugh Hefner and her mother were arrested for not child pornography, but contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and the charges were dropped.
Interesting.
Wow. I mean, that just blows my mind.
Yeah, today if that would have happened, I mean, you know, people are going to prison for that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if I buy this, am I going to be arrested for child porn or
pornography,
something like that?
Pornography, right?
I would say that it's so mainstream that no is the answer. I mean, it's been, you know, it would seem to me that you've...
It's hard to say, though.
It's got continuity.
Right. I mean, what are the odds that somebody is running a sting online selling an old 1958 Playboy to try to bust somebody for child porn? That seems pretty unlikely. But then again, for Mark to just simply lay out flat and say that no, you know...
I said it seems unlikely, didn't
okay.
I?
Okay. I
don't know. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm not going to... I'm not going to visit you in prison or send you commissary either.
It does seem unlikely that would occur. I mean, there are examples of underage people being photographed that, you know, for instance, there are art
Brooke
books.
Shields.
Brooke Shields, yeah, absolutely. What was the movie? Blue Lagoon, right?
Yep.
She 16 at that time?
13.
13.
13.
So yeah, I mean, you have examples of this in sort of popular culture, and obviously a lot of it is very, very controversial, but how many people have actually been arrested for having the Blue Lagoon in the video collection?
But that wasn't my main point. I hear the music coming. My main point was how far we've come.
Okay, sure. Well, we'll come back. We can talk about that if you'd like here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I'm sure the folks who believe the world is going to begin ending tomorrow would agree that you should be put in a jail cell for child pornography or having somebody who's under the age of 18 naked. And
Mary was 13. She's just his mom.
More coming up here. Hour two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 686-2237.